the congregation this morning. We are glad that you are all here, and we welcome you to Community Church of St. Lawrence and in our service this morning. Have our bell ringing out there, and that means it's time to get started. A few announcements that we'd like to share. Most of these, all of them, are in your bulletin, but just a few things to draw attention to. First, you will notice that there is a green insert in your bulletin for a couple of showers that are coming up in future weeks. On October 22nd, there is a shower for Mitchell Van Zee and Michaela Bennett, a wedding shower for them. And then on October 30th, there's a baby shower for Kelsey Rabb. And you can see the details about the registries for both of them. And then also, there is a gray insert related to our annual church meeting that will be coming up on October 19th, so a week from Wednesday. And that will be here at 7:30 on the 19th. Everyone is welcome to attend. Members vote on a few things there at that meeting, and you can see the list of nominees for elected offices there on that insert. It is two-sided, so make sure you look at both sides. And also note the part on the bottom of the second page regarding nominations from the floor. A few other events that are coming up in the future weeks. October 23rd, a ladies event here at the church that the Women's Outreach is planning that will involve some guest speakers and a craft. And there is a sign-up sheet in the foyer, or you can also respond on Facebook. There is a Facebook event, and you can click on there that you are going, and you can see that there is a cost for that. $10 if you are registered by tomorrow, $15 after that. Any questions about that, you could direct to Jolene Hahn or April Haig. Then looking ahead to November, we will have baptism on November 6th. So anyone who is interested in pursuing baptism, please talk to Pastor Jim about that. And then on November 12th, there will be an Art of Parenting, I guess we call it a seminar, conference here on October 12th. And again, you could talk to Jolene Hahn if you have any questions about that. We are in our missions conference this weekend. That started last night, and we thank you for those who were able to be here last night. We were able to hear from the Schmeeds and from Glenda Palmquist with CEF. Also heard from Jalen Burma, kind of walked us through what classes at SBA might look like, and Abram Shayek also talked to us about Afghanistan, so that was great last night to be able to do that. This morning, we will again hear from Glenda and from the Schmeeds. So during the Sunday school hour, everyone grades 5 and up will be together here in the sanctuary to hear from the Schmeeds and from Glenda. And then everyone below grade 5 will be together and will be hearing from Grace Schmeed. And that will be in the primary, the room where the primary students do their singing. And we are planning to start Sunday school at 11. Okay, so that's 10 minutes earlier than usual. So I will do my best to be done preaching by 10:55. Maybe 10:50. We'll see. I don't know. Do we have any other announcements? All right. Our call to worship this morning is from Job. In Job chapter 11, I'm looking at verses 7 through 9. Can you find out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limit of the Almighty? It is higher than heaven. What can you do? Deeper than Sheol. What can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea.
Again, we welcome each one of you to our worship service. We're going to sing together hymn number 34. I ask you if you will take your hymn books or look up on the screen and stand with me. Number 34, The God of Abraham Prays.
The God of Abraham prays, who reigns enthroned above, ancient of everlasting days, and God of love. Jehovah great I am, by whom the God of Abram, praise, at whose supreme command, from earth I rise and seek the joys at his right hand. I all on earth forsake its wisdom, fame, and power, and him my only portion make, my shield and tower. He by himself has sworn, I on his hope depend. I shall on eagle wings upborne to him ascend. I shall behold his face, I shall his power adore, and sing the wonders of his grace forevermore. The whole triumphant host to God on high, hail Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, thy ever cry. Hail Abram's God and mine, I join the heavenly place. All might and majesty are thine, and endless praise.
Wonderful singing. Please greet one another. Let each other know you're glad they're here. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises to one another and to the church. One that came in this morning, some of you may have found out, Dean and Sherry Van Zee last night, the place north, and that's a place where Kenny and Jerry used to live, caught fire, and the house is totaled. Fortunately, Mitchell's trailer seems to be okay, but they've got quite a bit of cleanup and rearranging of things. So I know they're grateful that no one got hurt, but we definitely will pray alongside of them for moving forward. Especially this morning, they're having to move cattle because the house was supplying water to that side of the farm, and so they're getting them relocated so they can get water and such, but no, they have quite a bit of things to work through, but I know they were just grateful for how God just watched over them through this time, and we'll continue to pray for that. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Heidi.
Concerned at the very beginning. They did some surgery. He is doing well. He's pretty
So the prayer request is for a couple alumni from Sunshine. Kyle Siebesma and Laramie Strand were traveling together and were T-boned by a semi. And Laramie, who two summers ago fell off a roof and God miraculously saved his life, he is doing well. Kyle has significant road of healing, but his spirits are well, and he's in the hospital in Sioux Falls. But we do praise God for the preserving of life. We'll pray for Kara, that would be Kyle's wife, in trying to keep him, because they do a lot of roofing and stay pretty active. And knowing Kyle, he does not like to just sit around. So we will be praying for his recovery and healing, and just praising God for the preservation of life. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Deb. So the two of the requests, Deb's mom's Paige has been in assisted living at the Courtyard Villa for about 3 weeks, and she seems to be adjusting well, and that's a huge praise. Yes, and we see how God works there. And then Don's mom, Gladys, has been moved out of swing bed, and she's back in her apartment. And so we'll continue to pray for her healing from her fall, as well as regaining his strength and mobility, being on her own. Any other prayer requests or praises? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the way that you work around the world. You are not bound by borders or time zones. You are not bound by time at all. And you have a purpose. You have given us a commission in our lives to be salt and light, to be making disciples of all peoples, to be your witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And as we had the opportunity last night and during our Sunday school hour this morning to see what you're doing in the lives of those in our state through CEF, the lives that Rocky and Ruth and Grace touch in the Wichita area, and the way that they are seeing your kingdom increase, we thank you for the challenge and the opportunity of having them with us, and for the ministries you've raised up here in our midst. We thank you for Club Rock, for our youth group. We pray for those that volunteer, that you would give them wisdom as they interact and see how you're working in the lives of our teens and the students in our community. Father, we lift up these requests to you. We pray for Dean and Sherry and for Mitchell and the Vanzi family. We're grateful that no one was hurt, but we know it is just things, but we are attached to them, and we just ask that you would give them wisdom. Thank you for our firefighters, for our first responders, and the hours that they put in as volunteers. We just ask that you would bless them as well. Father, thank you for their skill and for those that, no matter what is going on, drop everything and respond to the calls. We as a small community are truly grateful and indebted to them that give of their time to help us in our greatest times of need, and seeing us sometimes at our worst. Thank you for their call, but also their skills. But we do pray for Dean and Sherry, and as they make adjustments. Father, we pray for Kyle and Kara Siebesma, for Kyle for healing. Thank you for preserving he and Laramie's life, and just ask that you would, as the great physician, touch his body. help him in this healing process, and more importantly, and most importantly, help him in the healing process to be patient. Help him not to overdo things, especially as time goes and he starts feeling better. But we do acknowledge that you watched over them and miraculously saved their lives. Father, we also lift up Paige and Gladys. We're grateful for the way Paige is adjusting and enjoying and thriving. Father, we just pray that she continues to keep her strength. Father, we thank you for facilities that can come alongside of us as families. As with our aging parents, we pray for Gladys and healing and strength for her as she goes into her apartment. For us families that you have called us to continue, as we were commanded to honor our fathers and mothers, as we have aging parents, to be able to come alongside of them, to help them to feel still significant and to adjust to the life-changing events. Father, I thank you for the time that my wife and I have had with our father-in-law, and pray for him as he heads to Kansas City soon and spends the winter in a little warmer climate. Father, for our time today, we're reminded that this world, there is trouble, and you have overcome the evil one. We pray for places that are dealing with unrest. We continue to pray for the Ukraine. Grateful that you have called individuals like Mike and Judy Manna to be a part of the Ukrainian lives, the time that they have spent there recently, working with those that work with refugees, working with those who are chaplains in the military, that have trained for ministry and to seeing how they're being used. We pray for the people of Ukraine that you would intercede with the Russian president, that we would not see this conflict escalate to the unthinkable. And it is really bad. And yet he is threatened even more. Father, in these times where people become anxious, help us as your church to point people to the cross. Pray for those that are in harm's way and for your church to be your hands and feet. We pray for Mike and Judy as they come back to the States and enter into this season of sabbatical. Help them to be recharged and to be invigorated for and prepared for the next stages of ministry. Father, we just ask that for our own country, as we are in this election season, that you would give wisdom to us as both citizens of this country and citizens of heaven to be wise. We pray for our elected leaders that you would give them wisdom and that they would have those around them that truly know you and will help them in guiding in their decisions. Father, for the offering that we're about to receive from your people, we thank you for the blessings, the trials that you have promised to walk with us, and as we give, that you have promised to bless the giver, and we ask that you would bless these gifts to be used to further your kingdom here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Janelle. As a part and a reminder with our missions conference, we'll be starting an adult Sunday school class at 11, but we are blessed to have Rocky and Ruth and Grace Schmid with us, and Rocky has been blessed with the ability to sing and lead others through that ministry. And so Rocky and Ruth work with Chord International, and so we are just grateful to have a special and the opportunity to see you again.
Thank you. And it's so good to see so many familiar faces, and there are so many faces that when we were here last time, you were much younger.
But,
oh yeah. Thank you, Dave. Thank you. It's just there's some things you know when you're made out of rock, you just don't change much. No, made more importantly being a piece of the rock, a cornerstone. It's good to be here, and we are thankful for the love and support of St. Lawrence, and it's been 30 years ago that we were, just over 30 years ago, we were here at Sunshine, and St. Lawrence was where we attended, and through that time, we're grateful for the love and the friendship. The partnership, it's a joint effort in the things that we do, and we're grateful. We was talking last night, yesterday, at the, and one of the questions was topics we was asked about is how we share Christ in our ministry. How do we share with people? And I gave a few examples and stuff, but on our table out in the foyer, there are some booklets, and they are from Radio Bible Class, or Our Daily Bread. They're available. Take whatever you'd like. One of the best ones and a very good one to help share Christ is How Can I Share My Faith Without an Argument? Five questions you ask the person, they read five verses, then you ask them about those five verses and go from there. It's a great little tool to help. Another one is, so many times you come up and wonder, how do you break the silence to share Christ with someone? What are some of the ways to do that? You've got to be adaptive, to the situation and everything. But there's another great one that's called How Can I Break the Silence? These are available. Pick them up, take them with you, maybe they will help you as you share Christ with your family and friends. Because we all know people who need to know Jesus. And we have family members, we have friends, we have neighbors, we have enemies that still need to know Jesus. And God has called us to reach them. One of the other ones that's out here, one of the things that we have, tried to do, hospitality, and call for Christ-centered hospitality. There's another little booklet called Humble Hearts, Open Hands, that you can grab, and also to open up your home and how to reach people, right in your own home. Hospitality is becoming something that is failing in our society today. We don't know how to open our homes because many times we're afraid to open our hearts. But Christ called us to be goers. He didn't call us just to, just to be comers, to come to church, only be a Christian, on Sunday morning, only to do it when there are special services going on, only do it when you're around certain people. Pastor Jason, I think one of the things that I, as you're in a coffee shop or you're doing and you start building relationships with someone, one of the things that they say, well, what do you do? And I tell them, I'm in PR. And they go, okay. And then we keep talking because and stuff, and you start finding out who they truly are. Because as soon as you say you're in ministry, what do they do? It's funny because they're like Superman. They run to the now this is for you older folks, all right? Superman runs to the phone booth. If you don't know what a phone booth is, all right? And runs to the goes to the phone booth, spins around, changes clothes, and comes back out as Superman, all right? Or Clark goes into the phone booth and comes back out as Superman. That's what I find so many times when you're talking to someone and you say, and if you start talking to them about ministry or being in ministry, that they come in and they change clothes, all right? They do the Superman thing. Because then they come out and they become a little bit hesitant in how they talk because they're not using the same words that normally would use. They don't talk about the same things that they normally would talk about. They put on their church clothes at that time to talk about God. I want to know where they are. And that's the thing, is meeting people where they are. Don't be offended with the things that people say and stuff. They're unsaved. They don't know the Lord. But you can come up to them and you can start conversations, and that's where some of these things help in how to break in the silence. And little things, just use little things. So as soon as we start talking, I start moving things over to talking about Christ. And one of the questions that I will ask is, what's your spiritual belief? And at that time, they stop and they say, I thought you was in PR. I go, I am. I'm in people's relations with Christ. I'm in that type of work. I'm in people's relations with Christ. I want to know where they're at. I want to know right where they are. And so you do this. So you ask them, what's their spiritual belief? And that's one of the questions, one of the first questions in how to share your faith without an argument. Because they then will come back and say something. And from that, you build. You know, we do that because God called us to be his witnesses. We do that, and every one of us should have someone on our hearts. Don't have to raise your hands. Don't have to answer this. Some of the group last night got this. But think about this. How many people have you shared Jesus Christ with? How many people have you shared the gospel with in the last 30 days? How many people have you shared the gospel with in the last 6 months? How many people have you shared the gospel with in the last year? Personally, how many people have you shared the gospel with in the last 5 years? Do you know people who are unsaved? Then you need to be sharing, planting seed. And sometimes that's not giving them, you know, the full Romans road at one time. But it's building a relationship and telling them about Jesus and letting them see Jesus in you. The life, the light, the peace, the joy. And you start building that relationship so you can share Christ. Because Christ died for me, I want to tell others, because Christ also died for them. He paid much too high a price to have my heart just stirred at times but never really changed. Jason Burma, you might remember this song, and it has stuck with me for, I don't know where you are right now. There you are. You remember this song for Gospel Team? And it has stuck with me. We sang this song back in Gospel Team. I had the group do it, and had Andy and Jim and Clark, and you are the four guys. Had a wonderful time, and just a joy. But listen carefully, because too many times we have our hearts stirred, and it's the Spirit, and then we drench it, and we never really want to change. Go ahead and play.
Thank you.
your love endures the cross, despising all the shame that afternoon when midnight fell, your suffering cleared my name. And that sin-swept hill became an open door to paradise. The cost was great, yet you paid the price. You paid much too high a price for me, in tears, in blood, and pain, to have my soul just stirred at times, yet never truly changed. You deserve a fiery love that won't ignore your sacrifice, because you paid much too high a price. Inspires my heart to rise above the sin of all the earthly vanity that seeks to draw me in. Then I want to tell this jaded world of love that truly saved my life, a love that paid much too high a price. You paid much too high a price for me, in tears, in blood, and pain, to have my soul just stirred at times, yet never truly changed. You deserve a fiery love that won't ignore your sacrifice, because you paid much too high.